Okay, but why? I need to make a call.
Maybe they don't even know why they eat FGW.
Yeah, I guess not. What's going on, Brad? Making our way to
Petoskey
here.
Oh, it was just another beautiful day. I'm just gonna, work my way to bedroom here pretty soon and go to sleep for the day. So, just got home about 6 o'clock. So, just helping the wife get the kids going up and over for school. Fun stuff.
I feel like being nocturnal is something I could never do. Anyway. We're doing a camera system install at Emmett County Jail, so it's going to be quite a long project.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm sure they have cameras in every corner. That's for sure.
It's going to be just shy of
100
cameras.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep. So I forget how many cameras that we have. I know we have probably about at least 4 cameras in every building. And, yeah, I know there's about 100 and some, but for sure there's quite a few cameras that we have, too. Definitely could use some more. Big campus we gotta cover.
Understood there. All right, Brad, I'm gonna let you go. It's starting to get kind of icy here. Any EMH mobile?
Oh yeah, be careful. There was a little bit of icy rain last night. That's for sure. So. Well, enjoy your drive, and, enjoy your day there. Talk to you later. 8DMH, KE8FGW.
This is a 9KOP vault.
ABNN mobile monitoring.
Hey, John. How are things over in Benzie County? Any EMH mobile?
Pretty good this afternoon. Just heading out to get our mail from the post office and just got done finishing all of the avalanche of snow that came off of our two metal roofs on our two-story house onto our deck. And took me all morning to Uber Scooper it off, but we got it all done, so we got a clear deck now, so that's good. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Just making our way back down to Traverse City from Petoskey here, so actually still in Petoskey. So just got on the road. We're doing a camera system for Emmett Jail, and today just got the monitors and the NVRs and network switches all rack mounted and everything, and tomorrow is going to be plugging cameras in at the patch panel and adding them to the system as the electrician contractor gets all that stuff put in. So it's going to be maybe probably like that for the next week or so.
Ah, very good. Yeah, sounds like a project that will keep you busy for a while, definitely. Sounds like a lot involved there.
Yep, and I gotta let you go. My boss is calling. Any EMH mobile.
Okay, thanks for the ride along. AB9NN mobile. Glad to hear from you. Have a great day. Drive safe.
afternoon.
Last station, incredible video was unable to pick you out. You may.
This is AV9NN, and my name is John. I'm located in Beulah in Benzie County, and I'm the net control station for this Marsh Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focusing on ham radio interests. I'll start check-ins with mobiles, short-timers, and Echolink stations. Please call now with your call and name slowly, please.
This is WNAP, Larry.
Okay, very good. And now for general check-ins. Please call 89NN with your call and name slowly, please.
KB8-CJ.
Oh, I thought. Anyway, this is WNAP, Larry. CFAKK, John.
Okay, very good. Let's break it off there, and looks like you guys are going to take it easy on me tonight, so I appreciate that. Let's go to WNAP, Larry from 89NN. John in the bar stand. How's everything with Larry tonight?
Yeah, okay, John. 89NN, this is WNAP, Larry, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla. In northeast Manistee County. Yeah, when you when I replied first there, I didn't understand that you were looking for mobiles or short time. Anyway, I am not short time, so I was just trying to get an answer from Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI machine. And it said, try later because it's loaded. I guess a lot of people around there are trying to get answers. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting for an answer now. All I want is a simple power supply design. AB9NN from WNAP.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. And yeah, your signal is a little bit broken, so I'm not quite sure if you're on an HT or whatever, but you may have been moving the antenna around if you're on an HT. let's go to Bob, KV8-SVJ from AB9NN, John in the Marsnet.
Hey, good evening, John, and everybody else on the net tonight. This is KB8-FBJ. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody had a good and safe New Year. I missed last week's net. Things got crazy around here for the holidays, but I'm back on the air today. And today and yesterday, I have been going absolutely nuts. This summer, wife and I went on vacation, went out west, and our son gave us a gift card. Take this. Well, I didn't use the whole thing up, and then for Christmas I got a new wallet, and I was changing stuff on the wallet, so I get this gift card, laid it on my desk. I was going to look up, see what balance I had on that gift card. It was laying right here on my desk, and on my desk is that cluttered. So yesterday, I figured, well, let's see what's on that card. I can't find it. I said, half day yesterday, half day today, look for that card. I removed everything from my desk. I cannot find it. I looked at my old wallet. I looked at my new wallet. I cannot find it. I'm going absolutely nuts. I will not stop until I find it. So that's how my New Year's is starting. Hope
other people's dingers is starting a little bit easier, a little bit smoother. So I'll put it back to you, John, KB8SBJ.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I hope you find your car. It's frustrating when that happens. I don't know if we've got antennas blowing around in the wind or what's going on, but my signal is up and down a little bit. You were okay, but you were getting a little bit marginal for a little bit, and now it's back up to S9, so we'll see. Let's go over to John for maybe 9, and then John in the Barstad in Beulah.
Very good, guys. JFHJK here. John, it might be something on your end, because Larry and Bob sounded just fine to me. I wasn't looking at any S-meter. And one complaint I have about this particular ICOM I'm using is the screen goes into a dark screensaver mode. If you're not playing with the knob after a few seconds, and it's hard to see. You can't really see it unless the light is just right. Outside of that, Bob, I hope you find your card. Golly, I've been there, done that. Not necessarily with gift cards, but it's like all sorts of great parts that just fly off the workbench and down onto the floor, and you might as well not even bother looking because they're totally gone. You know, that custom threaded screw that you needed to put the cover back on the radio and have all the screws in it. You'll live with couple of screws missing. Yeah. 10 years down the road when you're changing the fence out, you find the pile of parts that disappeared. Oh, golly. But outside of that, what can I say? I got a new computer and I got it set up, and today I got officially back into my app development mode and playing around with the newer versions of the development software. Boy, I tell you, that AI stuff is, where was that 10 years ago? talk about that, it's going to be handy. Outside of that, I guess we got the January thaw coming up. I better not time this out. So back to you, John, KFHJK.
Okay, very good. Thanks, John, for the signal report. I appreciate that. I guess my antenna probably is moving around in the wind out there a little bit. So we'll see what we can do. That's the bottom of the list. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the BarfNet this evening before we go back up to the top. Please call AB9NN at control now. Okay, I guess we don't have any additional check-ins, so back to the top of the list to W9-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8
Yeah, okay, John. AB9NN, this is WN8P, Larry, and I jacked the power up a little bit here to what's called mid. I think that's about 25 watts rather than just 10 watts, so hopefully you're copying me okay. Well, both of my hearing aids are not putting out any audio, so I have an appointment with the Cadillac VA audiology department to look at them and help me out. Maybe we'll have to send them to Denver, I don't know, which is the place to handles all the hearing aids for the VA. Okay. 7-3, everybody, and Happy New Year. AB9NN from WN8P.
Hi, very good, Larry. Yeah, you were at S8 or an S9 solid into the repeater that time, so the additional power was definitely helping. Appreciate that. Let's go back to KB8SVJ. Bob, find out if he found his card yet.
John, there's a negative on that card. I don't know. Even my wife looked for new fresh eyes, and she can't find it either. So John, you got a new computer. Man, that sounds like fun. I hate setting up a new computer, transfer files, download more apps and stuff that you had before. I hate doing that. But I may have to do that. I got two computers in my office. One I use just for a general use, and one is only for amateur radio. So when I do digital communications on the HF and stuff like that, all my amateur radio files on that computer. It's about 3 years old. And I replaced very cheap. I bought like a $250 special, and it didn't last very long. It works very slow, freezes up. So I bought this $400 one 3 years ago, and now it started out on startup. It had a black screen, then it would finally go back to normal screen. And right now, something a couple weeks ago, it just looked black screen and won't turn on. It turned off, won't turn on. So I took up the bad mics in Traverse City, dropped it off, see what they can do with it. Hopefully it can do something. I'll have to buy a new computer. He said that if it's not salvageable, we can take the hard drive out. He's got some refurbished laptops that he can take my hard drive, put it in there, and so it'll be like I never missed a beat. However, they're like $400 for these refurbished ones with my hard drive in it. That's what I have to do. I need to set up new computers. So other than that, I guess I'm pretty good, pretty good shape. Nothing else going on. Oh, except for I read that Muskegon County put the weight restrictions out, putting frost balls on now because of January thaw. Like, wow, I never seen them come on this early. Usually when they come on, they don't take them back off until March or April. It's just for blood truckers in Muskegon County. So that, I'll turn back to you, John. KBA-SPJ.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. And, computers are always fun. They're always challenging. Thankfully, mine has held up for, maybe about 4 years now so far. So I seem to have enough space on it and it seems to be running fine. I run Windows 11. So it works pretty good. Let's go to GF8KK, John from 89, and then John in the ParfNet.
Okay, John, you need to add an H to your name. Holy kid. Well, sorry to hear you got computer woes to some extent there, Bob. Yeah, been there, done that. And a number of years back, I switched over to the Mac side. So, you know, yeah, put a clove of garlic in my window. But they got software that allows you to migrate from one to another. And that helps a lot. But I know what you mean. I used to hate that. I would specifically buy the more high-end machines. It was kind of an argument, not an argument, but a different way of looking at it than Mike LMJ. He would buy the cheaper machines and replace them twice as often. I would buy the more high-end machines and not have to go through that software loading cycle. Everybody got different uses for them, and that plays into the thing, too. In this particular case, it seems to me that it's the browsers that don't get updated, and that if you've got an older operating system and you can't get a recent version of the web browser, then you find that a lot of the sites won't work. I'm not talking about real fancy. I'm talking about, you know, like DigiKey or whatnot. I need to upgrade, get a newer machine to put down in my workshop. And I figured since Apple forces anybody that's going to be developing their stuff to keep their machines up to date, every so often you've got to use the latest version of the development software if you're going to put anything in the App Store. And what they do is, after so many years, the requirement to run that software is upgraded. Next thing you know, you have to buy a new machine. So I figured I was soon to be due to be forced to buy a new machine if I wanted to do any app development. So I beat them to the punch a little bit, and my app development machine is going to go down to the pole barn come spring. And then I got a new machine, so I'm good for another 5 or 6 years, or so I think. Oh, well, you guys have a great week, and good luck all around with everybody, everything you're doing. KSHK.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the MarvNet. Thanks, John. App development's definitely a challenge from time to time. And, boy, I tell you, I've been having a heck of a time with snow. The snow and ice and slush came pummeling off of our two metal roofs on our two-story house onto our deck last night, and I spent from about, I guess about 7:30 this morning until about 1:30 this afternoon, Uper scoopering it out. I Uper scoop for about a half an hour and then take a half hour break and then go back out for another half hour, and just took it slow so I wouldn't end up having a heart attack when I was doing it, but got a pretty good workout, that's for sure. Let's take one last check for any additional check-ins for the BarfNet before we close it down. Please call 89NN, net control now with new check-ins.
KBA, this is CJ. Another question.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, without giving out too much personal information, is Rob doing okay? I expect to have him on tonight, but when he's not feeling well, you usually take over. I'm just kind of curious on how he's doing.
He didn't really get into it. Just said that he wasn't feeling up to doing the net tonight, so wanted me to take over for him.
Okay, well, Rob, if you're listening, hope you get better, buddy. Yeah, just take care of yourself. Okay, that's all I got, John. KBA to CJ.
Ditto from here.
Who was last checking?
No, that was just me dittoing the same thing that Bob just said about Rob. Hope he gets better soon. KFAK.
Okay, very good. Let's call it a night and cut it off at that point. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in tonight. Our BarfNet meets every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. as we're meeting tonight. In addition to this net, many of the participants meet for breakfast at the Platte River Inn restaurant in downtown Honor the last Saturday of each month at 9 a.m. And like this net, everyone is always welcome. I'll now return this repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is AB9NN. John, 73, everyone.